Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on good akhlaq, good character. So today we'll do two short ahadith, which shows us what reward there is for a person that has got good character in his life. He displays and he conducts himself in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to conduct himself. So this person has got this beautiful akhlaq character. What rewards are in store for a person like this? عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن المؤمن لا يدرك بحسن خلقه درجة الصائم القائم رواه أبو داود. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated, heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, by virtue of his good character, a believer will attain the rank of a person who spends the night in worship and the day in fasting. Just by virtue of a person's good character, a believer will reach the rank of a person who spends the night in worship, in other words, in tahajjud salat, in ibadat, in Quran. He's spending his whole night in ibadat, and what he's spending his day in? Fasting. Now here he's not just talking about one night in ibadat and one day of fasting. It's talking about a person who continuously fasts and a person who continuously stands up in ibadat. By a person having good akhlaq, good character, he's getting the reward of that type of person who fasts all the time and who's all the time standing up all the time in ibadat during the night. This person who's not doing that, but because of his good character, Allah Ta'ala will allow him to reach that person's status, that person's maqam, who's fasting every day and standing up or in ibadat every night. How kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But one thing it shows us also is how virtuous good akhlaq is, good character is, where it can take you, what position it can give you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it shows us that this is not something that is mild, it's something that we have to work on all the time. In fact, ulama explain that if we happen to make a mistake, person makes a mistake and he does something that is wrong, his akhlaq he demonstrates is not good, then immediately he should try and rectify it. Firstly, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And if he's wrong someone, he can ask that person, or he should ask that person to forgive him. And he can make up by giving some gift to that person. Give some gift to that person that he has done something wrong. He doesn't have to tell the person, I did something wrong to you, therefore I'm giving. Just show some other form of kindness to that person. And there will be a means to remind him also that I shouldn't be behaving like this. And also it will help to make up for the wrong that he has done to any person by behaving in that incorrect manner. Second hadith. عن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا وبيت في وسط الجنة لمن ترك الكذب وإن كان مازحا وبيت في أعلى الجنة لمن حسن خلقه. هذا أبو أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I guarantee a house on the outskirts of Jannah for a person who abstains from disputes. A person who abstains from disputes, even though he may be on the right. So he is on the right, but just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is leaving out that dispute. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I am guaranteeing a palace. You haven't talked about house in Jannah, you're talking about the palace. I am guaranteeing a palace in the outskirts, outer areas of Jannah for a person who leaves out disputes, even though he is right. In other words, he's got all the right to dispute because he's on the right. But yet, he still leaves it out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I guarantee him a palace. Imagine, free palace. Jannah has got different sections also. It's got those that are prestige, those that are even more prestige. The next part of the hadith explains, another one that is more prestige than this one, is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah. This is the most prestigious area of Jannah, the middle of Jannah, for a person who abandons speaking lies even when he is joking. A person is so careful that I mustn't speak lies, I must always speak the truth, that even when he is joking, then also a person is careful that I mustn't be speaking lies. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for such a person, that even when he doesn't speak lies, even when he is joking. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now speaking about A'la Jannah, the highest, most prestige part of Jannah. In the third part of this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I guarantee a house or a palace at the highest point of Jannah for a person who has good character. A person who has good akhlaq, he's gonna get on the highest, so to speak, like the penthouse, or the peak, with the best views and the best of everything. I am guaranteeing him a palace in that place of Jannah. For who? For the person that has good character. So yeah, it shows us what a great thing it is to have good character. May Allah Ta'ala give us, imbue us with this good akhlaq, good character. It is something that we work towards, we'll get it right. We can't just sit back and say that I don't have it, so that's the end of the story. Continuously a person works on it. He makes a mistake, he corrects himself. All the time he takes stock of himself, then we'll be able to improve on our akhlaq and our character. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.